the Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom. Hail to this realm of mirth. Here's to our queen. May she live in clover. Here's to her subjects. When we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles. Cast aside your gloom. Just wear a smile. You will find it all the style. In the Comedy Kingdom.
Queen of Mirth. Long live Queen Elvia!
Hello, and a royal welcome to that wonderful group of people who make it easy for us to travel. The information clerks, the reservation arrangers, the folder hander-outers, not to mention the smooth-tongued talker-intoers. But this session of the Comedy Kingdom is devoted to travel bureaus. Oh, what wonderful things these bureaus are. You plan to take a short trip to Cuba, say. You go in to get some information. The clerk starts talking about the broadening influence of travel, and before you know it, you're on a ship bound around the world, and you're not only being broadened, but flattened. When you get back, your suitcase is plastered with foreign labels. Your pockets are loaded with knickknacks, and your brain is full of undigested scenery. And the only place in the world you haven't seen is Cuba. But speaking of travel, let's take a short tour through the Comedy Kingdom. First, we'll hop on a sightseeing bus and take a personally conducted trip through Chinatown. Our guides will be Eenie, Meenie, Miney, and Moe.
I've been down to Chinatown, seen the girls go right through town, seen them kick the old gong around.
Sing on, brother, sing.
She was sitting on the windowsill, all dressed up, just fit to kill. She was so happy, you could tell.
Sing, our brother, sing.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, where the lights are long. Marks that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes are brown. Hearts seem light and light seem bright in dreamy, dreamy
Dreamy,
dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes of brown.
La da 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 da.
Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown.
Now I want you to introduce a man who is an authority on travel. He has climbed the jiu-jitsu, flown across the Mikado, and tramped barefoot across the frozen waste of Pate de Foie Gras. Here he is, Harry Lash. Well, did you have a nice trip, Harry?
Oh, yeah, I had a wonderful trip. I took that new streamlined train from Chicago, and boy, does that travel fast. When the conductor yelled, "All aboard," I leaned out to kiss my sweetheart goodbye, and before my lips could touch hers, I was kissing a cow in Texas. Why, we got here so fast, I didn't even have time to tip the porter. I didn't have time.
Do you like it here?
Oh, I love it, but the weather is so changeable. You know, one day it rains, the next day it shines, then it rains. Getting so you don't know what the heck. But they have such lovely hotels here.
Where are you stopping?
At the Schweitzer Clark Memorial Hotel.
What hotel?
Why should I mention the name? They don't lower my rate any. I have a swell room, though, a lovely room with an adjoining towel. Beautiful outside room. Take your time. I'll wait. Oh, it's a lovely outside room. You know, last night it was so cold, I had to bring it in. You should see the furniture, all modernistic. I slept between two bookcases for a week before I found out where the bed was. And what a view. You know, on a real clear day, you can see the dresser. The second day I was here, I walked into a restaurant. You know the kind on four wheels. When you walk in, you always wonder where the horse went. Then you order a steak, and you know where the horse went. You know, my steak was so tough, I couldn't get my knife through the gravy. When I walked in, I said to the waiter, "Do you serve crabs?" He said, "Sit down, we're not particular." So I got real mad and took a punch at him. Then I got up again.
Hey, look, I just heard a fella tell that gag.
Oh, that's where I heard it. But there's one thing I don't like about this town. There's so many panhandlers. When I walked out of the restaurant, a guy walked up to me and he said, "Look, mister, would you mind giving me 55 cents? I said, "55 cents? What do you want 55 cents for?" He said, "I want to see my family." I said, "You want to see your family? Where's your family?" He said, "In the balcony of the Main Street Theater."
Beautiful little Loretta Lee turns travel agent and tells us about her favorite part of the country.
Pale moon shining on the fields below, Doc is crooning songs soft and low. Needn't tell me, because I know it's sleepy time down south. Soft winds blowing through the pine wood trees. Why, folks down there live a life of ease. When old Mammy falls upon her knees, then it's sleepy time down south. The steamboats on the river are coming and they're going, splashing the night away. Hear the banjos ringing, the darkies are singing, they dance till break of day. My dear old Southland, with its dreamy song, it takes me back there where I belong. How I'd love to be in my mammy's arms when it's sleepy time down south. Pale moon shining on the fields below, Doc is crooning songs soft and low. Needn't tell me, well, because I know it's sleepy time down south. Soft winds blowing through the pine wood trees. Folks down there, they live a life of ease. And when old Mammy falls upon her knees, then it's sleepy time down south. The steamboats on the river are coming and are going, flashing the night away. Can't you hear those banjos ringing? The darkies are singing, Lord, they dance till break of day. my dear old Southland, with its dreamy songs. It takes me back there where I belong. Oh, I'd love to be in my mammy's arms when it's sleepy time down south.
Another traveler who came to us from that great vaudeville team of Van and Skank, none other than Gus Van.
Even the Irish policeman on the corner, he likes to hear a song and is always happy whether he's right or wrong. Say, maybe you know him. His name is O'Shea. Ask him for a song and he'll start it off this way. Ah, did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you Irish. Will you tell me where you got those Irish eyes? And before she left Killarney, did your mother kiss the Blarney? 'Cause that little bit of brogue you can't disguise. Sure, it wouldn't be romancing. I can almost see you dancing while the Kerry pipers play. And maybe we'll be sharing of the shamrock you'll be wearing on the next St. Patrick's Day. Oh, did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you Irish. And that bit of Irish steals my heart away. Oh, here we go, there we go, Mrs. McHugh. And a hoggity, foggity, I don't know who. Hoggity, foggity, Johnny or doggity, fire away, Patty and Bully for you. Sure, your mother's not bad looking. And when it comes to cooking, such delicious Irish dishes can't be beat. And when it comes to carving, sure it's worth more than a fathom just to watch your old man when he carves the meat. At your last St. Patrick's dinner, every saint and every sinner came from miles around, I hear. If it's your hand they're seeking, sure it's time I should be speaking with such competition near as Brady, O'Grady, McPartland and O'Brien, Grogan, Hogan, McSweeney and Ryan, Gilhooly and Dooley, McGlynn and Donahue. There's Finnegan, there's Dinnegan, they're trying to steal you from me too. There's O'Shaughnessy, there's Hannessy, there's Riley and there's Flynn. You can bet a dime they'd be there on time. If I'd weaken, they'd step in. Sure, your mother comes from Ireland, 'cause she's always with the Irish. And believe me, of all these endearing young charms, chew that bit of Irish steel.